you either have a permanent contract or you have a temporary contract. And with permanent contracts, also there is often a 3-year probation. So for example, I have a permanent contract, I have 3 years probation, and then I will get that permanent contract if I fulfill criteria. So there, it is more difficult for temporary staff to organise, because they're obviously much more precarious. But in terms of the legal basis is in terms of the union. So you can't just walk out, and that would be a wildcat strike, so that's illegal. What does happen if you ballot it through the union and agree to a strike action that is conducted through the union, then you can organise and you can strike. But that's obviously a long process. Maybe Kate, you want to...
Just what we were doing was encouraging, we were moving classes so that students could walk out and so that we could also be out there with them, but that's a very informal process. But there also was recently a teacher who was fired or was suspended and will probably be fired from their job for just encouraging students to walk out. So it really is kind of, there is a fear like around people's jobs, and there are repercussions for even supporting it, let alone walking out.